Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
Real quick, thank you all for the conversation about corporal punishment and all that the last couple segments. I just stumbled across something on the Twitterverse that I did not have planned to talk about. Jay Allen, 1985, on Twitter just shared this. It is basically some never-Trumpers again. It's some Republicans against Trump. And we have this lady here named Eileen. She is a Mississippi Republican against Trump. And this right here goes to exactly what I've been saying about some of these Republicans in this state. There's two different kinds of Republicans, just like there's two different kinds of lefties. There's Democrats like Sean, who are kind of your old school Bill Clinton type Democrats. And then there's your progressive rainbow supremacy nut jobs on the left. Progressive, you know what I'm saying. And then over here on our side, there's your country club conservatives. And then there's your blue collar barstool conservative, MAGA, America First. Like, I think Eileen here is kind of your Roger Wicker type conservative. So here's what Eileen said about voting for Trump or not voting for Trump. You got to watch out for these Eileens of the world. And if you know Eileen, you need to tune Eileen up. Come on, Eileen. Quit being so stupid.
Hi, my name is Eileen. I live in Diamond Head, Mississippi. And I am a Republican, a longtime Republican. And I will not vote for Trump this year. The insurrection, I truly believe that he was a part of that and caused a lot of the things that really, truly saddened me. And I think Trump tends to be a bully, somewhat of a dictator, trying to be king of the United States. And that really scares me a whole lot. Trump, you know, someone mentioned this once, and they said, he's like a toddler. And, you know, that I think is a great description, a narcissistic toddler. And I'm not sure what's going to happen in this current race. I know that I will not support him if he's the Republican candidate. So I do have friends that are supporting Donald Trump. And some of them say, well, we don't like his personality, but we like his programs. But just listening to him talk and the way he cuts down people, cuts down the military. Trump said McCain was the loser because he was imprisoned. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's criticized Nikki Haley's husband for serving. How can people still support him while he says these things about our military? I don't understand. I voted for Donald Trump in 2020. And I will not vote for Donald Trump this year. All those lies that he's put out there. And he is critical of our military, critical of individuals in the military, and is looking to be a dictator or a monarch. Who does that? Who does that? I believe that we're a country that we work together with the Democrats, the Republicans, independents to make what's best for our country and best for everybody in our country. And I don't see that happening with Donald Trump.
I got lots of questions. And that, by the way, that was paid for by Republican voters against Trump. Lots of questions there, Eileen. First off, you're in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You don't sound like a Mississippian to me. I don't hear no Southern drawl. Are you a snowbird? Did you come down here from somewhere else? Because I don't think you. There's no way. There's absolutely no way in hell that you can sit here and say, I voted for Trump in 2020. And things have gone so well under Biden that you now don't think Trump is the better of the two candidates because of the insurrection. Are we talking about the same kind of insurrection? Do we need to leave the INS off the front? I love how we act like just because somebody was served in the military, they're now above reproach. There's plenty of good people in the military, and there's plenty of bad people that have served in the military. That doesn't mean they're off limits. Period. I don't care what you've done in your life. Just because you also happen to serve in the military, thank you for your service, but that doesn't mean you're still not an a-hole. You get to question things. Our military currently allows people to come in and get a government-funded sex change. I got some problems with our military right now. Not our boots-on-ground soldiers, but the military-industrial complex, I got some problems with it. I don't agree on that. I don't think men that wear dresses and pretend to be women and or have had their wangs cut off, they're still a guy. They're just a guy without a wang. Those are crazy people, and you're putting them in leadership in the military. Anyway, I don't even want to go down this conversation right now. We're going to talk about Eileen some more. Let's take a break. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, get down to Martin's downtown today for the best plate lunch in all of Hinds County. And don't forget, they're open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day. Hey, if you're out in the Madison County area, Flora, Madison County, Highway 22 and 463. I stopped by the new Martin's Market. That's right. They got a gas station now as they prepare to open up the Martin's at Livingston. They bought the Livingston gas station, Livingston Marketplace, and it is now Martin's Market. It's full service. A fella came out to pump my gas for me. I went in. They got fresh chicken biscuits and sausage and biscuits and stuff in the mornings. I think sausage. It was either chicken or sausage. They've completely redone it in there. They're constantly loading new stuff in. It looks great. And you're supporting just great locally owned folks, man. Get out there. Check it out now if you're in the area. Martin's Market right there at Livingston on the corner of Highway 22 and 463 in Madison County. Let's see here. I'll read a couple of your texts real quick. Sorry, my phone pulled up. Ty says, you know, this would happen. All right. Ty says they'll just lead the entire squad to their death. Then long text. Not going to be able to get a text in. We'll read the text on the other side of the break. And then we're also going to hit all of the listener request topics from Facebook. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Boom goes the dynamite. It's hour two of the realest show on the radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I want to welcome Noel Daniels Motor Company to the show as a partner here. I've got the website pulled up now. You just go to noeldaniels.com. Is it no? noeldaniels.cars. noeldaniels.cars. That's even cooler than .com. noeldaniels.cars, located right there on Woodgate Drive in Brandon. If you're familiar with where the old club gym, I think it's called Complete Fitness now, is, it's right there, back behind the Mazios and all that stuff there, and Cross Gates area. Get by there, check them out, or check them out online, noeldanielscars.com. Get by there, see the entire crew, Mr. Noel himself, Daniel Freeman, Josh Cord. They got a great crew of folks working over there, locally owned, locally operated. I ain't got to tell you who Noel Daniels is. He's a legend in the business. Him and his commercials with Morty the Muppet, the puppet. And one of my first jobs out of Heinz was delivering parts at the old Ford store that he was partner in. And I asked him one time when I was a kid, and I told him this not too long ago. I said, I was probably 18, 19 years old. I asked him about this kind of the silly commercials with the puppet and Morty and all that. And he said something that really stuck. And I've taken it as I've gotten older. It really, really is burned in my brain. I asked him why the silly commercials, and he said, well, because people remember them more than anything you can do, talking about a price or a discount or anything else. People remember stuff that's, we'll just say, funny, silly, whatever. And man, was he right. Still to this day, Morty and Noel are still doing commercials. And they've even drugged my buddy Daniel Freeman into the act. So look, man, these are just good folks. Get over there. See them today. Check them out online. I'm sitting here looking at some of their inventory, man. They got a 2020 BMW 3 Series for $27,000. They got a really nice, if you're going through a midlife crisis, or you just like Corvettes, I may be both. They got an 05 Candy Apple Red, white convertible top with only 23,000 miles for $29,500. They got a slew of 25 HD 2500 Chevrolet trucks and more. Here's a nice 2016 Tahoe, 134,000 miles for $24,000. Not a bad price at all on that Tahoe. It looks like a loaded up one too. I see chrome rims, all that stuff. It's LT. So check them out, noeldaniels.cars, or swing by in person. Check it all out. I'm telling you, look, I like to shop online as much as the next guy. But with vehicles, it's just one of the things I like to go put my hands on. I want to check it out. I want to see if there's anything I don't see. I want to drive it. I want to get a vibe for it because there's some stuff that I like. And then I get in it and I drive it and I'm like, I don't like this. Cars, in particular, trucks, that more than anything. So get over there, see them today. Tell them Clay sent you. And hey, you want to sell your car? They buy cars too. So get by there. Let them make you an offer on it. Be sure to tell them I sent you. All right, I want to circle back to Eileen again. I know what I said I was going to do, but I want to read some of your texts because you guys sent in some good texts. Eileen is a never-Trumper Mississippi, air quotes in the studio, Republican voter. Your McCain party. Those are Democrats. They're not Republicans. If you ain't down with Trump, you ain't a Republican. I'm just telling you, you don't have to like that. It's just fact. You're no longer, if you're not going to vote, now you don't have to like him, but if you made your mind up that you ain't voting for Trump, you're no longer a conservative, a Republican, which I mean, I don't even like calling myself a Republican, but for the sake of national politics, it is what it is. In Mississippi, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a Trumper. There's a lot of folks down there at that Capitol that have bamboozled y'all into thinking they're Trump supporters. You know, and that's okay. I'm not going to get into a rant about it. Let me read Ty's text on the Guns of Gear text line. He says, she's not a Republican at all, using rhetoric like that. He kind of scares me. Screams progressive with pink hair. Says, quote, the only way he cuts down people. You mean after the people he goes after that go after him? He also says, being 100% honest, I'd get a dishonorable discharge if I had any tranny as my squad leader. They can't even make rational decisions about their body. How are they going to make rational decisions on the battlefield? He also says, they'll just lead the entire squad to their death. Then all of those people that died will have their names associated with fighting for LGBTQ rights. And man, I couldn't have said it better myself. Could not have said it better myself. These people can't make a rational decision about their gender. But we expect them to make fully rational, well thought out decisions on the battlefield? No, sir. No, sir. How about you start a whole trans unit and let them figure it out? Maybe they'll be the best of the best and we'll all be wrong. I hope. I mean, I hope they are. You know, I don't want to see any soldier get hurt or left behind. But I got my doubts. I wouldn't bet on it. Josh on the Guns of Your text line says, she sounds like a Dumblican. Has she looked around any place other than Diamond Head? Does she enjoy paying triple what she was for everything? Biden insults tax-paying Americans daily. Something else we're going to talk about before we get out of here today is the fact that Biden is ready to wipe the college debt clean for $10 million. Well, wipe a chunk of it clean for 10 million college students. Okay. But what about just people that didn't go to college still? Do I just get a $5,000 write-off on my taxes? You want to further the divide between college grads and school of life people? Further drive a wedge into this rivalry? This is how you do it. You make us pay for their liberal arts degree, their underwater basket weaving degree, their critical race theory degree, their DEI degree. And that's just the stuff I don't agree with. I don't want to pay for your engineering degree. I don't want to pay for your sales and marketing, your business, or anything else you learned at college. Your voyeurism, anything. That's how you do it. That's how you drive this nation further apart, is you make the people who get up every day, put their boots on, go to work, and been doing it since the day they stepped out of high school. Friend of the family right now, 18 years old, on his way down for offshore training, going on an oil rig. He'll be making more money in 2 weeks than I would say, probably, I don't have any stats to back this up off the top of my head, but I'm just going to shoot from the hip here. 50% of college grads coming out of school after 4 years. He's going to be making more money than them when he gets his first check in 2 weeks, 30 days, however it works off there. He's going for training for the next 3 or 4 days, come back home for the weekend, then Monday he leaves for a two-week hitch. When he comes back, after a full month, whatever, he'll be making more money than most college grads do. He's 18 years old, been 18 a week. Said, this is for me. This is what I want to do. I want to go work, get in, get that money. Great text, Josh. Dave says, anyone that claims January 6th was an insurrection is not, nor ever has been, a Republican. Eli said, bully. That was MSM brainwash speak. Unknown texter, Eileen is not very bright. She'd rather throw the country away than vote for a guy who's a little abrasive. Paul, the McCain Republicans are insufferable. I never liked John McCain. I did not. The only reason I voted for John McCain, you know, they always talk about pick your poison. People like to pretend that Trump versus Clinton was a pick your poison. Trump was not poison. Trump was, I lined up, I'd have cut a pinky off to vote for Donald Trump. There was no pick my poison. That was the first time in my life I felt passionate about voting for somebody. It was the first time in my life I felt like a politician represented me. Now, yeah, he's a New York billionaire. I can't help it. It ain't my fault that I'm drawn towards a New York billionaire. It's these other fake-ass politicians for the last forever that have alienated folks like me. What does that say? That says more about them than it does about me. I've had this conversation with Sean Lotson here. If y'all listen to when Sean York runs here on Wednesdays and Fridays. Now, we didn't ask for Trump to be the guy that resonated with us. It wasn't like any of us woke up and had a meeting and said, all right, blue-collar guys, how about, all right, non-college grad guys. I think Donald Trump really represents our Mississippi values. It says so little about the other guys that Trump did, in fact, represent our values. I ain't voting for I'm not voting for Trump to be the moral compass of this country. I don't need that. I am my own moral compass. Continuing. Great text this morning. Unknown texter. 1 in 3 Zoomers don't have a job or unable to keep a job. We're in a four-party system that didn't have four-party candidates. All right. Man. So I'm not going to vote for Trump. He's mean. Is he going to vote for Biden? After 4 years of seeing what Biden's done for this country? That's where your vote's going? There's a Twitter handle on Facebook called like Republicans for Brandon Presley or something like that. It's obviously ran by Democrats. But it's the same kind of rhetoric they spit. All right. Let me go to my Facebook page here. You guys gave me a ton of topics, so we're going to do this rapid fire thing. I'll tell you what, it's already time for the first break. Let's take our break. When we come back, we're doing rapid fire topics. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.